From you, Sam, I would like a volume check.
Yeah.
At some point.
I'm just about to leave the premises.
Just, yeah, no, just at some point.
Yeah.
Some people.
Just some people.
Yeah.
Paul's entered the live studio.
Well, he's on.
Can't believe it.
He's on like Donkey Kong.
Old, I saw, I don't know whether it was today or whether Podbean was just alerting me, you know, in retrospect, but I saw Milk Dog was fannying about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't seen or heard from him in a long time.
I mean, he's not exactly...
Has he changed or...?
No. Well, sorry, I probably shouldn't eat.
You can.
Spooky Moulders
entered. You've done it before.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. I didn't listen, admittedly, to Milk Dog. I thought, no. You are not late, Spooky Moulder. Don't worry. This is one of our classic start times of 6:36
yeah.
GMT.
Just remember that, Spooky. You know, our routine is our routine.
Exactly.
You can always catch us between 6:37 and 6:45 or 7 or 6:30.
Yeah.
GMT. You know, it'll always be GMT, though.
Mm. Never, you know, Eastern specific.
Yeah.
I got that wrong on purpose, just so that we're... Samantha Cox, welcome. Your pet.
Hello, your pet.
8 hearts, which is interesting.
Oh, your pet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Your pet has given 8 hearts.
Maybe your pet is someone who I work with.
Yeah, do you reckon?
I've just shared the show with, but I don't know.
Oh.
But yeah, either way, welcome. Substance for fucking days, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it might be.
Oh, we're back. It feels like we've been gone for ages.
Speaking of gone for ages, it's Mama Bear Tracy.
Whee! Welcome to Substance for Days.
Yeah. Right.
Spooky thought we were 5 hours ahead of EST.
Okay. And it turns out we're not, I assume.
I mean, we could be.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Exactly, in this DNA.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, we can Google it and we just don't. It's weird.
Yeah. We don't do it. That is such a good observation, actually, is that we do so much by guesswork when we have the world at our fingertips. Have you noticed that?
What's that?
Like when we make share opinions, make statements about things.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of it is just off the top of the dome.
Yeah.
And, like, we have the entire world's information at our fingertips, and we still choose to ignore it in favour of opinion.
Yeah, we don't use it.
No.
We don't use it at all. We've got all of the stuff, and we just say what we feel.
Mm.
Very selfish and very cool in the same breath.
Exactly. Well, I think it's what makes us, if I'm honest.
Sure.
If I'm honest.
Sure.
Right, well... I'll tell you what, I'll tell you this for nothing. I'll give you this for free.
Yeah.
There's 6 people
wow.
online. That's a all right collection, isn't it?
Not bad to start an intro.
No, exactly. Well, that's what I was thinking.
Mm.
And you thought it.
So. Well, let's not get into the synergy that's going on here.
Nah.
The symbiotic relationship that we've got.
Always.
You know it.
You know it.
Right. Okay. Welcome to One and All in Podcast Land. We are Nick and Paul, and this is Substance for Days.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Excellent.
Oh, back.
We're back.
We are back.
So your pet is communicating in emojis only.
Okay.
Which is interesting.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Cigarette and person.
Yeah, cigarette person.
Watermelon and chicken equals black person by the look of it.
Yeah, exactly. That's, melon and drumstick.
I like that. Why not?
I like it. If not... ever so slightly concerned as to the racial implications of such a statement.
Yeah, Obama. So
yeah,
that's what your pet said.
That's yeah, your pet said Obama. Your pet said, and my pet said chicken and Obama. Yeah, My
water, melon and lungs and brains. Lots of other stuff.
Obama. Everyone, hey now. Mama Bear, hey now. Mama Bear. Spooky Mulder, Sam Cox.
I like that.
All right. Wow. Oh, yeah. Excellent. Now she's kicking in with the producer stuff.
There we go.
So just a highlight to everyone. That was one of the things I was going to mention as a recap. £315 for Comic Relief. How's about that?
That's unbelievable.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, it is. What was our target? Was our target 330 or something?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So we didn't do too bad.
No, and it was plucked out of the air. Oh, speaking of plucked out of the air, it's Eric Kirk.
Hello, Eric Kirk.
Yeah, it's Eric Kirk, you fucking rocker.
What an intro.
Isn't it?
Yeah. He's going to thank you for that. His ears will thank you for that.
I hope so. Or he'll just leave, of the two.
Or he'll just fuck off and never return.
Yeah, and he'll take his horde of underlings with him, yeah. I assume.
He is basically the Podbean underlord.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
Oh, absolutely. Sam Cox is saying, not sure if everyone else is hearing static. I'm not. So, and I'm all that matters, isn't it, really?
Well, I mean, yeah, it does. Yeah, it would be good if, you know, it would be good if there was any no static for the peeps listening.
Yeah.
But we'll find out, won't we?
It's probably the dishwasher, if I'm honest, Sam Cox. Something else that you should have taken care of in your
juice. Yeah, well. I'm going to pause that in a minute.
Excellent.
I'm definitely going to pause that.
It's probably that.
That's just like waddling through the background.
Yeah.
Like a cumbersome elephant.
Just press pause. It's simple. Yeah, all right.
All right. Chill out. We're recording the show here.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think we're doing? What? Give us instructions on how to do shit.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of doing shit, it's Maya Crazy. She's entered.
Hello, Maya Crazy. I'll tell you what, Sam. You come down here and fucking record a podcast and we'll turn the dishwasher on. How about that?
Yeah. It's all kicking off here.
It is, isn't it?
We're all highly strung. Yeah.
Oh, so emotions are flying.
Yeah. I should also take a moment to say hello and welcome. hello and welcome to Alexandro Marquez, who has stumbled across the show and is still sticking and has said something in his own native tongue.
Yeah, that's so amazing. Thank you very much. Mm. And welcome to Substance of Days, Alessandro.
Yeah, exactly. Ali Alessandro.
Bienvenue and, hola. And, Willkommen.
All the other bits.
So, yeah.
Mama Bear said, Nick,
don't talk with your mouth full.
Correct.
That's what she said.
Now, I must say, Mama Bear, this won't last for long because I am ravenous. Okay. Yeah.
He's just going to quickly protein load.
Mm.
And then it'll be good to go.
I'm putting on mass.
Yeah. Right? He's tacking on mass, basically.
Correct.
For the summer season.
Yeah.
Basically beach bod.
Yeah.
Beach dad bod, hopefully.
Exactly. It is one of the things that I'm going to go through. I've got, in my mind, I don't know if you're up for this, co-host Paul, but I've got a lot of little featurettes, and then I'm thinking, obviously, our main feature is Diddly Do It.
Yeah. But I'm going with that.
Sweet.
I don't have the wherewithal to challenge that, so I'm going to... I'm just going to let it go.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, even if there was creative differences, I do not have the strength nor the willpower to exercise my right in the creative department.
No,
good, excellent.
Yeah, no, I don't have it in me, bro. I'm going to let you lead,
and that's a partnership.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
So, should we
do local bits as well?
Yeah.
What's been going on with you anyway? Because I haven't seen you in what feels like a decade, but it's surely only 7 days.
Yeah. It's true.
It's not 7 days, though, is it? It's probably 14.
Yeah. Or if you're really splitting hairs, I think we did Comic Relief on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
So, or did we?
What? Last?
No, we didn't. We did Comic Relief on Thursday, didn't we? Not last week, the week before.
The week before, yeah. So we've missed a week.
Yeah, but it's like you say, it's only been 14 days, and yet it feels like forever.
Yeah, it does. It does. It still feels very strange.
But this is what happens to us, isn't it? We need a regular check-in, otherwise it feels like we're gone from each other's lives forever.
Yeah, does seem to be that sort of strange absence.
Yeah.
And also I didn't realise before how much of a void that the podcast fills.
Yeah.
For some reason. Like, you know, and I don't mean, you know, a physical void.
No.
I just mean like, I don't know, it helps.
I mean, somewhere out there in the depths of time and space, it does fill a physical void. It must be sitting on a disc somewhere.
Well, yeah. In a parallel universe, you're Paul and I'm Nick. So, yeah. You know, let that sink in.
Yeah, fuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as you're, I don't know, as you, oh, you could, you don't have to take me through the 2 weeks that I haven't seen you, if you don't want.
No. There are some headlines.
Yeah.
There are definitely some headlines. So last couple of weeks, I've been listening to an audio book.
Okay.
And the audiobook is called, I sort of half recommend it.
That's not what it's called, surely.
No. That would be a brilliant audiobook title, though, wouldn't it?
I sort of half recommend it.
I sort of half recommend it.
By Nick.
Yeah, forward by Duncan Goodhue.
Which
so,
So
it's called No More Mr. Nice Guy. And I'm going to let that sink in because there might be some Americans that will pipe up saying, yeah, fucking know all about that. Or there might be people that go, no, we don't know anything about that. You've made it up.
I think I might have heard of it, yeah. But I'm not sure if I have.
So it's written by a doctor who started writing a book after being in a lot of men's groups, shall we say, and not gay.
Right.
Just discussions about what it is to be a man, truly man.
Okay.
And the whole concept is that you have this new breed of men. Well, I say new, post-World War II, you have this breed of men who he has coined the phrase, nice guy. Speaking of nice guys, it's Mr. A.
Oh, hello, Mr. A.
Oh, look at me with my tiny cornhole, Mr. A. Yeah.
Jesus.
You're
going all out.
It is all guns blazing tonight.
All good, man.
So, so these nice guys, it's kind of like it's a bit of a build on a classic mantra of nice guys finish last. It's a bit
okay.
That, but he doesn't quote that, but it is kind of that way of thinking, which is nice guys expect in return for them being nice in lots of different ways, whether that's, you know, always thinking, always putting other people before themselves or, you know, making sacrifices in order to try and seek approval from women or authority, things like that.
Okay.
I've already lost my train of thought.
Yeah, you were talking about the book, Mr. Nice Guy.
And it's basically a lot of guys have come up in these groups, in these support groups, and talked him through their life experiences. And he's taken all these life experiences and put it together in a book in an attempt to highlight different examples of people being nice guys and how ultimately it doesn't benefit the guy himself or the people around him that he's trying to seek approval from.
Okay.
And the reason I say I half recommend it is because it is good. It is good. And it does, like, there's so many things that are spoken about that can immediately ring true.
Yeah.
Like abandonment of a father figure, how that can lead to always seeking approval from women and the strange sort of connections that it makes. It talks about sex life and like all sorts of things, really. But the reason I'm only saying it's half is because, welcome, Julian, speaking of half, is because it doesn't give exact practical, you know, sort of tangible advice. It just gives, you know, this is an example of someone that did this. And when they started doing that, they discovered that it was a very different outcome and they were grateful for it. And one thing I did take away from it is that, I'm sure this is a feeling that you have, but you just don't perhaps necessarily always think about or you don't always act on or whatever, is within reason, I'm going to start doing things, saying things, deciding things based on how I feel about it alone, not influenced by how it will not necessarily affect other people, but whether or not other people will approve of it. That's the main point.
Yeah.
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 Like, start doing things where it's like, no, the only person that I'm doing this for is me.
Mm.
And if anybody else is interested, I don't, you know, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in whether or not you're interested, sort of thing.
Yeah.
So with that in mind, my first act is going to be a statement to say that I think for the stag do,
yes,
we should go with the log cabin idea.
Okay.
Because I think me and you spoke about it off air, you know, offline to the techies amongst us.
Yeah.
We spoke about it offline, and and one of the things that we said offline was, the thing is about doing the cabin thing is we both love to do it, but it's going to make XYZ feel ABC.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go, well, no, fuck them, because that's what we want to do. If you want to do it, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
And if we want to do it, then
that's what we should do.
Correct.
Yes.
No matter who is with us or isn't with us.
I kind of agree with you there.
Mm.
I feel like even if it was just me and you, I couldn't care less.
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, because of the, like, the reality of it is as well, like, there isn't anyone else to please in that scenario.
No.
If you organise something with 20 people and we were going to a nightclub and then a strip club, I wouldn't go.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? It's just, it wouldn't suit us. So,
exactly.
We should do exactly what we want. I do agree with that. I think Amsterdam is a bit much.
Yeah.
It's just a bit much. It's not that I wouldn't love to go. It's just a bit much.
Yeah. I think it's a bit unobtainable for if we are to assume that some people will be coming with us.
Yeah.
I think it's a bit unobtainable.
Mm.
I think it'd take a lot of planning and a lot of money.
Yeah, it would take a lot of cash.
And let's not.
Yeah.
Let's not. But the thing is as well is as soon as I thought about that, I thought, right, well, let's practice this newfound way of thinking that I've picked up from a book over the course of a week.
Yeah.
The minute I thought about it, I was like, right, well, as well as the log cabin situation, which is going to have, you know, hot tub, games room, log fire, more food than you can imagine.
Yeah.
Sweet and savoury.
Steaks. You know, all kinds.
All kinds.
Yeah.
We can wrap things around it like axe throwing or shooting some shit.
Yeah.
Which I don't know whether you've done or not.
I've never done axe throwing. Ever.
Mm.
I know my son has, and he thoroughly enjoyed it.
There you go.
I don't think it's a bad, you know, it's something that you would never do otherwise, is it?
No.
So why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think that's a bad idea.
And yeah. And that's what I'm saying is even if the long weekend consists of one night of like being silly, the next morning, some axe throwing, the next night chilling and then coming home.
Yeah.
So be it.
Yeah, but like when you break it down like that. Well, the thing is, we're not going to go. None of us are going to go for a weekend and be silly for the whole weekend.
No,
it can't happen.
No,
you've got to have stuff after.
Yeah,
you haven't you?
Yeah,
because what we're going to do that for 2 days? Like that, no one's ready for that shit.
No, exactly.
And we're not 20, are we? So
no,
you know what I mean.
Exactly. So that was kind of one of the things where I was like, yeah, do you know what? I let me practice this. I instantly feel better now that I'm not thinking about, oh yeah, but what will they say?
Yeah.
You know, no, no.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Spooky Mulder has said, this sounds like the philosophy of zero fucks given.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a strain of that, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's definitely a strand of it. Yeah. I don't, it's difficult to put into practice all the time.
Yeah.
Because it's always difficult to not consider other people. I think things that matter, yeah, I think just being, I think that's almost like a form of just being honest.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah, being honest with yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like the big, yeah. It's like that's the biggest person that you're, or that's like the person you're most affecting when you compromise, or when you think something different to what you feel, or say something different to what you feel.
Mm.
The person you're lying to ultimately isn't the person receiving it, it's yourself.
Yeah.
And yeah, obviously it's all within reason. You can't just go around stabbing people because you bloody well feel like it.
And there's places where you can't say exactly how you feel.
Yeah.
Or you can, but there's places where it would be wise not to.
Mm.
And that's all about, but I think I've started to, I don't know if it's being older or whatever, but I've started to understand myself more.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Like, I know the shit I don't like. Do you know what I mean? And I know the shit I'm never going to do. Things like that. There's definitely more footing.
Yeah.
Everything's open to interpretation, which is always a problem for me. But
no, like I say, I just think it's just something that I want to try to see what comes of it.
And
yeah,
you haven't got anything to lose, have you?
No. And really? it's like setting boundaries as well as to what you do and don't want to do.
Yeah.
I think...
I'm not good at that most of the time.
Funnily enough, I was going to say that's since you turned 40, I thought I've seen that and I've wondered how that feels.
Yeah.
Where you've gone, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah,
And I tell you for why. Because I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
That's it.
I would say it's a liberating feeling, but it isn't. It's one of anxiety at first, and then it's done, and then you go, oh, okay.
Mm.
And it's not there yet, if you know what I mean. It's in practice, but it's not.
Yeah,
it's that, not there.
That cloud is that lingering anxiety for other people's responses.
Yeah,
other people's reactions.
Always.
And this is what that audiobook's about. I might even order a hard copy. The thing is, I don't think you need it because I don't think you are lost in defining the essence of man.
I mean, I'm not lost in defining the essence of man, but new information is always good.
Yeah.
Like, there's always something to add to you. Do you know what I mean? Like, even if I were to read a part of that book and then go, I don't agree with any part of that, that bit of information that you've taken in makes you know that you don't agree with
it.
So it identifies you even further, don't it?
Yeah.
So you haven't really got anything to lose. Like,
and you honestly, you will love some of the origin stories of these men, like the lives they've been through, because you know how we always say about your story's been written a million times.
Yeah, yeah, a million times over. Like, yeah, don't you're not special.
No, don't act like you're the first person. Yeah. There's so many that you think, oh, fucking hell, yeah, that's exactly what happened to me. Like, these men growing up constantly chasing women, and the power is in the chase, not in the catch.
Yeah.
And he's like, typically these nice guys, are guys that have had an absent father in their youth. And you're just like, are they now?
Rings true.
Interesting.
There's so many things that do, though. There's so many things that ring true when you read about them or trying to understand yourself.
Yeah.
My foray into mental health problems and things like that, I've learned a lot in the last sort of 3 or 4 years about who I am to do with that. And it rings true a lot.
Yeah.
And it's so weird.
Yeah.
So weird. But like, you can start to piece together. Like, it's weird that you can be on the earth for 41 years and now you're starting to piece your life together.
Exactly. Speaking of piecing your life together, it's ZZKWUWZ. Yeah.
Zirquas. Welcome to Substance for Days.
Always.
You know.
Pleasure to have you on board.
Always.
Welcome aboard the Substance ship. Okay.
We are your captain speaking.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. We are headed starboard. Yeah.
Don't start bringing up sailing.
Oh, why not?
You know how I love sailing.
All hands to the poop deck. All right.
because we've got a cornhole with Mr. A's name on it.
I knew poop deck was going to come on.
It had to.
I knew it.
So another couple of, I guess, small minor changes that I'm feeling a bit invigorated to take the plunge after reading this book. And funnily enough, one of them is actually something that I just haven't felt motivated enough to do prior to this, but I was already doing, is with next month's pay rolling round, I'm going to sign back up to some sort of gym.
Okay.
My eyes are locked on the health club in Ashford, which has got a mixture of gym stuff and swimming pool.
Okay. Has it got sauna and shit like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Tuesday and Thursday, I'm going to see the lovely girls.
Yeah.
And then, well, that's my daughters, just for anyone that's...
Not still chasing the...
No.
Yeah, no.
And then I'm going to go and do said exercise for an indiscriminate amount of time.
Yeah.
That's one thing.
Okay, is that a new goal?
That's, yeah, re-going again with that.
Well, there's nothing wrong with doing that.
No.
Exercise is amazing for you, unfortunately.
Yeah. I keep getting told.
Fucking...
By everything.
The benefits... Far beyond your body being a little bit better looking or your health being better, just your physical health. It's not just that, it's the mental
health. It's the mental health. Yeah. And then this is another thing. Oh, speaking of mental health, it's MJ Day BMT.
Hello, MJ Day BMT.
Yeah, it's Michael Jackson Day. What are we going to have? Oh, BMT, you fucking... Yeah?
Nice.
Excellent.
Nice. Welcome to Substance for Days.
Yeah.
If you're a first-time caller, that's what to expect.
All aboard! All aboard the Substance ship. Port to starboard.
What's the other ones?
Calling at, you know...
Port and starboard. What's the other ones?
You got port, starboard... And then there must be a north and south.
Yeah, like a front and
fuck
back.
Knows. Yeah. God knows. Spooky says, exercise does wonders for mental health and for positive outlook and being able to handle stress and anger better. I speak from experience. I've become one angry prick. I guess I've got to start exercising again.
Okay.
Thank you, boys, for the motivational pep talk. Well,
At least you... That was a well good response.
Yeah. Right,
at least you... Now know that you have become an angry prick.
Yeah.
I mean, I sometimes I'm a miserable bastard, but there's a layer of humour in it, I guess.
Yeah.
And you can always fall back on humour a little bit to get you out of shit.
And so,
which is why we do this show.
Well, exactly.
So
this is one level of, like, this is one area of catharticism. And
yeah.
Funnily enough, it's another thing that I'm going to come on to with the outputs of this book. So another thing that the book is saying, suggesting, if you will, is that you do as a man.
Yeah.
Well, preface to it is post World War II.
Yes.
We as a breed of men.
Yeah.
Went from all being surrounded by our fathers, brothers and uncles working on farmland.
Yeah.
We all started to move into the cities.
Yeah.
And in that transition, we lost connections with our fathers, brothers, uncles because they had to go to work.
Yes.
And we had to go to work.
Yes.
But we're not all working together on one thing. So we started to lose the essence of connection with other males.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And... that has only got worse as society has changed, because now, like, a city worker is standard, but it's now bleeding through generations.
Yeah,
so you don't even know what you don't even have that close connection with your granddad per se.
Yeah,
and you don't have that close connection with your dad, and you don't have that close connection with your brother. So. One of the things that it says is you should do more, and this is going to sound gay. It's not gay.
I sort of feel I know where it's going, and I don't think it is probably gay.
But you should do more guy stuff with guys.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, well, speaking of guy stuff, it's HIHMMUMW.
Hello.
So that's all right, isn't it? Hi, Mum W. Yeah, hi, Mum W. Which I... although I know we can't necessarily go, you know, drinking beers and doing some fishing and any other guy stuff.
Yeah.
One question that I was going to ask you is, are your Tuesdays the same as they were last year where you're footballing?
Yeah. So, well, not as often, but yeah, they are. Well, what are you thinking? Guy stuff? Because I can...
You could sack off football.
I could, to be honest. Like, easily. It's in Maidstone.
Right.
I have to drive half an hour. Anyway, go on.
Well, what I was thinking...
We'll get into that later.
What I was thinking, again, it's not like an overnight thing, but one or two things. One, we find some guy stuff to do.
Okay.
On Pond a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Or we bring back Tuesday podcasts.
You want to do two a week, you think? I don't know. I don't know if I can handle it. It's intense.
It is intense.
It can be intense. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll either do that or that.
Exactly.
One or the other.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, okay. More guy stuff.
More guy stuff. That's what. That's one of the other things.
I think I know what you're saying.
Oh, yeah.
I think it is important. I think that's a way to take things. I don't know if it's necessarily 100% true with what's happened post World War II, because there's loads of post things since World War II. So a lot of changes have happened
changes within changes.
And I would agree that you're not necessarily like what you just said is true. You're not connected as much, anywhere near as much, with your family of men.
Yeah.
As you would have once been.
Yeah.
Everything's kind of disbanded and strange and strung out and weird.
And what has been put in place as well since that disbanding of men.
Yeah.
Which isn't so, I don't think is as bad. Well, actually, the difference now is that it's warped because of the sort of murky waters of gender identity. But the other thing that's happened is with that disbandment of men, there is a... there has been and still remains a surge of women raising men.
Yes.
Which is not the right thing to do necessarily.
No.
Because they don't know what it's like to be a man.
Yeah.
Or what it is to be a man.
That's been said as well. Definitely in other things that,
yeah.
There's no one can teach you to be a man, but a man really.
Yeah.
And it's not like being a man as in throwing logs over your shoulder and fucking killing animals or whatever it is, you know, there is so many other things about being a man that aren't getting, you're probably right, that aren't getting taught.
I mean, as an example, on a Ponder Tuesday, I could come and sit round here for an hour.
Yeah.
And just shoot the shit.
Wax lyrical.
Doesn't have to be recorded.
Yeah.
It could be offline.
Doesn't even have to be recorded.
Yeah, it doesn't have to have an internet connection. Yeah. So don't...
Could be. Thank you. Producer Sam sorting out my nicotine needs for the next couple of bits. Jordan Peterson refers to how important it is to be a man.
Yeah.
In this time.
Yeah.
And being truthful... Being honest, like the truth is the only thing. Being dangerous, but not using it.
Yeah.
So the capability of being dangerous is very important because the people that are capable of being dangerous but don't use it are the ones that keep all the psychos in check.
Yeah.
According to Jordan Peterson.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff like that. There's a big uprising, I think, of... getting back to things.
Yeah.
Really is. Like, not. I'm not talking about kitsch fucking nostalgia, like buying Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and having them in your room. Getting back to basic things.
Yeah.
Growing things, making things.
Yeah.
Doing things that people used to do.
Yeah.
Because it tends to be a lot more simple and better for you psychologically than all the shit that we've been doing for the last 50 years, maybe.
Yeah. And I mean, an exercise is a big part of that.
Those, man. Yeah. Yeah, there's no... The only... I think I've seen it on Joe Rogan or something. The only one of the things that helps you in later years in your ability to move about and your heart health and stuff like that is weightlifting.
Yeah.
It's weights. Like that counts as cardio as well, if you know what I mean, because you are, it doesn't count as cardio. I wouldn't say as much as running or whatever, but it apparently helps a lot. I think, yeah, the gathering of personal knowledge,
yeah,
has been something that I've started doing, which is,
as in knowledge of oneself,
knowledge of oneself, but adding to it,
yeah,
the want to add to it as well. The want, I want to be healthier,
yeah,
no matter what.
I wonder if this is what Lion's Mane has unlocked for us.
Have you been taking it?
Yeah.
Got a new one for you.
Go on.
And I haven't ditched the other one, right? Ashwagandha.
Oh, yeah, the little, okay, I'll get that in a minute. It's the sort of viscous, syrupy black.
No, that's Shilajit.
Okay.
Shilajit, well, which I've seen.
Yeah.
Ashwagandha is, I saw it mentioned on Joe Rogan by Kevin James. Of King of Queens.
Perfect.
Right. And it's like a recent podcast. It's
right.
Probably worth a watch.
Right. Okay.
It's good. Like, it's, I don't know. It's strange, like, to see him as he is, sort of.
Yeah. Thing. Yeah.
But he said, he was talking about it. He was walking around, playing around a golf with some people, and he said his arms are aching, his legs are aching, everything was aching. And he took this ashwagandha that this guy gave to him, his friend, and he said he almost immediately felt better.
Right.
Like, not immediately, but within a few hours, his energy levels were crazy. Like, he felt more focused, more switched on, and his muscles and his arms and his legs weren't hurting as much.
Right.
So I've been taking it now for about a week.
Okay.
And I think it makes a difference.
Fair.
I
That's
think,
more than what you said about Lion's Mane so yeah, far.
Yeah, and I've been taking Lion's Mane for longer.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I've noticed a discernible difference in Lion's Mane, but who knows, like, if that's
what
not
it is.
Part of the momentum that's helping the ashwagandha.
Yeah.
And also I'm taking that other thing, aren't I?
Oh, yeah, St. John's Wort.
Yeah. For, as my, instead of my medication.
Yeah.
Which I haven't taken for long since. Like, yeah, you know, since August.
Yeah, well, yeah, there was year. Exactly. There was an absence of anything, and then you've put that in place.
Yeah, I don't know if that's making any difference yet. I'm still, I'll report back to you on that.
Yeah,
but yeah, so that's all that shit.
Yeah, so it's so a couple of things. I've got one more thing.
Yeah,
as Tim Cook coins specially at the end of every Apple keynote, and this isn't the end.
One more thing.
Just. This is the greatest iPhone we've ever made. I'll let that sink in because that was a brilliant impression.
Yeah.
But so one more thing is I have recognized in myself that I tell different parts of my story to different groups of people.
Yes.
There is not one person or entity that I tell my entire story to.
Okay.
Therefore, I do not have help with everything coming from one entity. I just get piecemeal from lots of different areas.
Okay.
So, using a little bit of help from work to put me in the right place, I'm going to go and start doing some therapy.
Okay. Well, that's...
So, I'll report back to you on that.
That's impressive. Because it's necessary for everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone needs it, bro. Everyone's going through shit, man. And they are.
Yeah.
I, the more people I meet, the more I know that.
Yeah. I mean, this is, it's not
counselling, is it?
No.
So,
it's things like friendships, relationships, work, where if you say it, you could be saying it to someone, again, the nice guy syndrome, but you could be saying it to someone that you may hurt, or you could be saying it to someone that may be able to change the course and take something out of your control.
Yes.
So like, a simple example, if I said, I fucking hate my boss, I don't.
Yeah,
I just want to let the record show.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I said, I fucking hate my boss, and I said it to someone in work,
yeah,
that could have a really negative knock-on effect.
Yeah.
And that person wouldn't be interested either, because they're not a licensed professional. They wouldn't be interested in tracing back where that feeling comes from to begin with.
Yes.
As well.
Yeah.
They just take this information.
At face value.
And spread it.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter where it's come from, or how it's, what place it's come from, or what time.
Yeah.
Like, or what time in the day that it happened, that something directly happened before it.
Yeah.
There's nothing taken into account. It is the headline.
Yeah.
Like, it's that they just go with that, and they can manipulate and will manipulate that information.
Yeah.
Which is,
or
sometimes I can't be bothered with that shit, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I don't, I like working on my own sometimes and not talking.
Yeah.
Like, I find that helps a lot. Like, not saying things.
Yeah.
It's possible to not have an opinion on something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Just let it go.
Let it go
yeah.
by. Just let it go by you and just go, yeah. The more I wait, the more I wait, the less impulsive I am in my responses to things that happen.
Yeah.
The better it works out.
Yeah.
Almost every time, there is an initial response that I want to have to so many things. And if I don't do that, and just wait and just sort of pad it and see what happens, it normally works out a lot better for me.
Yeah.
I've been finding out.
Yeah.
Like so many situations, so many things I just want, you know, I want to do what I do. And if I feel slighted, it's murder for me. It takes me 4 hours to get over it, 5 hours. Maybe even the rest of the day.
With a nice little
gut
gripping feeling
right
there.
Of anxiety and adrenaline. Pure adrenaline that I can't dispose of.
No.
No matter what happens.
Maybe we should go and...
Apparently, yeah. I think I've always wanted to do that. I don't know. Fucking hell.
So, I've got some plans. And I mean, that's, that work is just one element. The other thing is that, you know, I may think or feel a certain something about a certain someone who I cannot tell directly, like a friend or a, you know, something like that, where I just want to go, fuck you, or something completely opposite, like, I love you.
Why can't you do that?
Exactly. Whether or not it's because it's dangerous to do that because of how I'm worried about how they might react because I'm a nice guy, or I just don't have the function to do it. Either way, taking that to a professional and saying, there's one piece, can we talk about that, please?
Mm.
They'll go, yeah, all right, let's talk it through. Where's it come from?
The fact that it would it be therapy as opposed to counselling?
I think, well, I hope so.
Yeah, I'm assuming it'll be something that's a little bit higher up than counselling.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. I'm going to have a look at the options that work provide.
Yeah.
But if it permits, I know that what goes around America at a rate of knots is BetterHelp.
BetterHelp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is available in the UK.
I've been thinking of signing up to it for the last 3 years.
Billy D has just entered the live studio. Interestingly, though, everybody else has left. Like, all at once, they went... from Spooky and Sam Cox.
Maybe they didn't, though.
Maybe they didn't.
Maybe it's just fucking Podbean. Because, you know, there's six people on here.
Oh, right, yeah. And,
on my
thing. And Paul's back. Yes, anyway, welcome, Billy D. It's going to be recorded.
I think because of the weather, there's something going on with the network. Because it keeps coming up, something to do with the network.
Oh, okay.
But it's not off. You know what I mean? So...
Spooky Mulder has also said, I use BetterHelp.
They have advertised it on almost every podcast
Everything.
I've watched for 3 years. And I've been thinking about doing it for so long.
Yeah.
And I've even downloaded it and got to the, and then gone, and pulled back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
The network's been unstable, e.g., cutting in and out and staticky. Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, all right. There you go. So, yeah, making moves.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Making moves.
Nothing wrong with making moves, man.
More local news for you.
Go on.
So now that...
Oh, I thought you were showing me something that was local.
This is a human ear.
Okay.
Welcome back, Julian. Unstable like all of us. Yeah, quite right.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that's it.
What else was I going to say? Oh, so Ariana Grande, Justin Timberlake, the gloves are off.
Go on.
New albums are out, aren't they?
Right, well, I didn't know about Ariana's, and I've listened briefly to Justin Timberlake's.
How many playthroughs are we talking?
No, I mean briefly. I have no glove, no love.
Correct.
Jez Knert, welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome to Substance for Days.
Always welcome in Jez Knert.
Nice to have you.
Yeah.
What was we just saying?
Ariana and Justin.
Justin Timberlake. So I listened, right? Strangely enough, like the single that he bought out, Selfish.
Yeah.
That one, right? I didn't like initially. I don't think it was strong enough at all to bring out as a single.
Right. Yeah.
It has grown on me a little bit.
Yeah.
As a song. So I'm hoping that because it's Justin Timberlake and I do, you know, I have liked his body of work, to be fair.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that the other songs I will come round to, but I'm, bro, the initial review for me, it is a tepid fucking album.
Yeah.
It is not anything like the albums that we're used to from him.
No.
There's no discernible hits.
No.
I don't think. I think there's some clever production on there, but I don't think it's anywhere near what it was.
No.
Maybe I'm wrong, though. But I don't, you know, it's one of those. It's just, I'm just being honest because I want to like it.
Yeah.
And that's even
You're
harder.
Dying to like
yeah, it's
it.
Even
yeah,
it's even harder because it's like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
I don't like it. It's tepid.
Yeah.
But I will go back to it. But there's new music I've discovered, man, that's...
Quite right.
That...
Yeah.
It's just... I can't believe it's happened. Like, and it's through TikTok.
Yeah.
And it's like these retro fucking sounding songs that are modern.
Yeah.
And I can't get enough of it at the moment.
Well, yeah, that's brilliant. I think there's only one track on Justin's new album that harps back to the old way of the way he does things, which is Technicolor. So I would highlight that as one of them.
Okay, well then that's something for note for me. Then because that's what I'm saying. I can't be so dismissive of an album because I haven't listened to the album.
Yeah.
I can't say that I've listened to the album. I've listened to it, but I haven't listened to it. I haven't taken it in.
Yeah.
So it's, there might be little nuances that I've missed, but like, yeah, I don't know about Ariana's either. I don't know what's she up to.
Well, so Ariana's obviously, Spooky has asked you, so do you like Airborne Toxic Event?
I don't know if I do.
But we'll give it a listen. Ariana, obviously, she released her album before Justin's, about 2 weeks before.
Mm.
And Eternal Sunshine, look it up when you get a moment.
Yeah, when you get
And it's got some good tracks on there. One of them I'll play you a bit of later on and you'll understand why I'm particularly fond of it. But in terms of the gloves being off, Ariana is staying at the top with Justin coming through, and there is someone else as well who's released an album very recently, pop album recently, and they're not coming close to Ariana. It's quite interesting.
Well, I think it's got to that point as well where Ariana's now going to outsell Justin Timberlake.
Mm.
Like he's...
Jez Knert has said, sup bro, it's Bay.
Oh, big shout out to Bailey.
Okay.
He's the labourer that has joined our crew in the last 2 weeks.
Excellent.
Man, big shout out to you. Thanks for tuning in.
Love that.
Oh man, he's just awesome.
You should honestly stick around. It's great. It's
just
funny.
He fucking loves it.
He already knows.
He's already in.
He sent us a gift.
There you go.
Well, you know what happens now.
Oh, Bailey, I don't know if you've ever heard this, but he will. Right, Nick has this thing. If you send us a gift, he has to sing your name.
Yeah.
Right? But are you going to sing Bailey or are you going to sing... Because he has to sing your name, basically.
Yeah, but see, this is tricky because I don't know... Come on. I don't know a song that I can incorporate Bailey, but I know even less of a song that I can incorporate Jez Kinnert.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Don't know. Jez Kinnert.
No, I mean, you can put...
Jezebel.
You could put Bailey in any song, couldn't you? If you just... used the word Bailey. You normally do this. I don't know what's making you nervous.
I think I'm put on the... It's because I'm put on the spot, isn't it?
Because you... Because what? Because... What? What is it?
Just... just... right.
It hasn't got to be like...
No, it's not got to be a hit. Like, it's not got to be a hit. Down, 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 down. Down, 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 down. Something about the Bailey and I can't just connect. Yeah, that'll do, won't it?
Yeah.
I'm going worth... Bailey just connect.
That was definitely worth. Bailey just connect.
Yeah. There's too much panic in this net. I'm going Bailey just connect.
I'm just gonna say "suka bled" to Bailey. He'll know what it means.
Good.
It's Russian and it's yeah.
Love that.
Suka, he's just put in the comments. That basically means shit in Russian.
Good.
Yeah, we're learning from the best. We've got a team of Ukrainians with us that are teaching us like Russian words.
Excellent.
Yeah, bad words, obviously.
Oh, well, you've got to.
Yeah.
Can't be good words.
So, yeah.
So, Ariana's at the top.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake's just underneath. Mm. That's happened.
Yeah.
And I'll show you some hits at some point.
Yeah.
8 minutes to go for the main featurette, and I'm not even covered everything I want to cover.
Yeah,
there's something I want to cover. It's Ellie Dolphin.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
All right.
Oh Jesus!
Ah Jesus! Oh my goodness!
Right,
as if my day couldn't get brighter.
So whew. We are 2 minutes from being finished.
Yeah,
right. But maybe we'll extend it.
All right.
I think maybe we'll go into a bit of... Because there's we've still
bank got... Bank holiday tomorrow, isn't it?
Well...
Why not fucking midnight?
Fucking midnight, boy. Get the fucking bag in. No.
Again, before I go too far off the music...
Yeah, we're not finished, Ellie Dolphin, by the way.
Yeah, no, we're not finished. We're not finished. Jez Kinnert joined...
Look at that.
Love it.
That's that guy as well.
Ellie, stick around.
He's like... I work with him.
Yeah.
And he is like, you have to go through 5 agency labourers to get a half decent one that can spell their own name.
Right.
He's not like that.
Yeah.
Completely different.
He's worse.
Connect with him anyway. But yeah, he's worse. He's a right lazy bastard.
Yeah.
No.
And that's...
he's just fucking hardworking, enthusiastic, and just fucking easy to work with.
Great.
And optimistic as well. Like, you know... When you're in work and you want to be fucking like, I'm negative and but he just don't let you. He doesn't let you do
we
that.
Don't, yeah,
no, he's far too bouncy.
Love
you know
it.
What I mean? So yeah, big up Bailey.
What was I going to say?
Yeah, we've got a lot to cover, so crack on, man. What are we saying?
So another music related biz.
Yeah.
Eminem's coming out with a new album this year.
Okay.
All right.
So
Dr. Dre announced it on. I think it was
Dre announced it.
Yeah.
So
I think it was on Shade 45, I think. But it might not have been. It might have been on an interview, random interview.
He ain't stopping, is he? Is he just getting like better and better though as well?
Well, I mean, with such lines as arms so short he can't even touch his hands when they're above his head doing jumping jacks. All right. As a shout out to Benzino.
There's a lot to break down in that.
Yeah.
Now
I've got a riddle. One condition, you mustn't laugh. What is the opposite of Benzino? What? A giraffe.
That's so stupid that it's hilarious as well. Like, it's almost a dad joke.
Yeah.
Like, it's brilliant. Yeah, so...
Oh, Jack from the South has joined. Welcome.
Hello, Jack from the South.
Jack from the South. That's excellent. Welcome to All aboard!
The substance ship.
Yeah.
Not a train.
What, the SS Substance?
The SS Substance, perfect. That's the podcast title.
It's got to be that.
Episode 10, yeah. SS Substance.
We are your captains.
Yeah. Jack from the South has said, yeah! So that's all right. So what else? So there's a bit of that going on.
Yeah.
There's also a ship that went into a bridge in Baltimore. Did you see that?
Yeah, well, I saw it collapse.
No, collapse.
I saw the headline that it had collapsed. But I didn't know it was a ship that fucking went into it.
Yeah.
Until later.
Yeah, like a courier, sort of. Oh, like a freight.
Freight ship.
Freight ship, yeah. Which is mad. Speaking of mad, it's J-H-Y-Q-R-P-R-P.
Hello.
Huh?
Welcome to Substance for Days.
You fucking...
Lovely to have you.
Yeah? Random yeah. combination of letters. Prick. Not really. Not really.
Please
Not
stay.
Really. Don't leave.
Please stay.
Jack from the South has said, Happy Easter. Right back at you.
Happy fucking Easter.
Jack. Happy Easter.
Oh, mate, honestly. Yeah, that's another thing that needs to be addressed in sort of slightly local news. Boy, do I need these 4 days off. Going to tell you now.
Yeah.
Boy, do I need them off. It's been hard going.
Yeah.
It's been hard fucking going, man. Like, today we had the luxury of finishing early as well.
Right.
Well, I finished today at 3:30.
Right. Right.
Rubbing my hands together
yeah.
with glee.
Bring like, the bank holiday on.
Yeah, it's light for the fucking first couple of weeks that it's been light this year, like when I'm going home.
Mm.
That's strange. I finish at 3:30. I get stuck in traffic on the M25, don't I? So I get home. I finish an hour earlier and I get home 30 minutes earlier.
Of course.
Because that's the way it works.
Of course,
it?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's the motorway balance.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. And that's a motorway.
Yeah, motorway checks balance.
All right.
Yeah.
And so, that's, yeah. so, and that's accents.
Yeah, which I...
Yeah, yeah. Motorway checks balance.
It does, though. It's fucking the M20 as well. I was sitting on the M25 for fucking 20 minutes for no reason.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks for that.
Yeah, like, can you slow me down and then just gradually speed me back up again
and
for no reason?
I wasn't in an immediate rush because I'd already had the time advantage of finishing early, right? But everyone was fucking doing... You know when everyone's in front of you doing the brakes or the...
Oh, someone, yeah, the red lights.
And I'm like, are you trying to control me? Is this on
are
purpose?
Are you trying to wind me up?
Yeah, is this on purpose?
We've had some comments. So Jack from the South has said, where are the bunnies? And... Spooky said, Easter, I hardly know her. Right?
Sure.
Jez Canert said, mate, hard going, Paul. You well deserved it, mate.
Yeah.
Jack from the South said, poor guy. And then Jez Canert said, proper hard worker. Then Jack from the South, he's gone down the emoji route.
Yeah.
He's doing monkeys and sort of summit.
Summit.
Jez Canert then laughed, which is great. And then Jack from the South said, stop complaining. No.
Not
going to do that.
Never. I don't know if you've been here.
And he's left.
Oh,
so fuck him.
Oh, come on, mate.
All right. Which is, and that's the main point.
I mean, if you can't complain, what can you do?
Yeah. Jez Canert says, fuck Jack.
Fuck Jack. Never liked him anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I don't know if you heard, but he's a wrong'un, that Jack.
Yeah.
And he's
so,
from
yeah.
the South.
Everything's been fucking what it is, man.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely well-deserved for everyone, I'm sure. If people work their asses off, man.
Yeah.
And, I could have worked as well tomorrow and Monday. But
yeah.
I'm not.
No.
I'm not doing it.
Me neither.
So.
Me neither.
Wow.
Speaking of not working, with 48 hearts, it's Yancey the Governor. Who is that? Hello.
Do you remember... 107 Yancey Radio.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Not, it's not them, is it?
Could be. Could
Do you
be.
Remember that? WRKP.
Yeah.
Like
Yancey
that.
Radio. Yeah. Could be. Oh, he's done it. WKOP Yancey here.
Yes. Welcome
Fantastic.
Back.
Fantastic. Welcome back. WKOP Yancey Radio. That was it.
Because I listened to that episode recently.
Fantastic.
I've been listening back, man, and fuck. I'm
actually
proud.
We are good, aren't we?
I'm actually proud of it.
Yeah.
I can't believe we've actually done it.
Yeah.
I can't believe we've done what we've done.
Yeah.
I listened to an episode where we got 500 downloads and we were fucking stoked.
Yeah.
We've got 3,500.
I know. Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. It's
and
great.
We're not almost not as stoked. No, we are.
WKOP Yancey Radio. Feel free to join our fan club, by the way.
We've
got that going now.
Yeah, that's
since
that's
last time you came here.
That's on the move.
Jez Knert said, love your podcast, guys. Keep it up. Makes my day listening to you guys. Honestly, top guys. There you go.
There you go, man.
And that's so, and that's feedback.
Proof in the pudding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. It's great.
Yeah, yeah. Wicked, man.
Well, do you want to cover the last item on the agenda?
We've got a big item to cover, right? And there's so much information that precedes it. Yeah. And there's so many clues in our podcast, by the way.
Yeah.
If you've been listening since 2022,
you
will know that, well, no, you won't know, but we have dropped gems that have actually come to fruition on this podcast. And I can't quite believe that we have. But yeah, go on.
All right.
Are we going to break it down?
So I am going to read a... I'm going to read a news article because I think that's fair.
Mm.
And we'll see if anyone can guess before I say the name who we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
I'll give you a clue in the sense that it is the return of a long outstanding feature of ours, nonce news.
Yes.
Because I find nonce to be all encompassing.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily mean touching kids.
No, I just, deviant.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. Any counts of misdemeanor.
Yeah. Deviant.
Yeah. So, okay. Let's have a look.
Does anyone know who could possibly be in this week's feature of Nonce News?
Nonce News.
It's making a return.
It is. I mean, Spooky Mulder has come close. He said Harry. Then he said Pierce. And now he said Diddy.
Oh, okay.
The rapper has been the subject of several lawsuits, including for sexual assault in recent months.
Yeah.
A well-known media outlet, Sky News, looks at the accusations and what his response has been. Okay. Sean Combs, also known, Jez Knert says, Flappy as a nonce.
Yeah, that's our Super Bowl. Yeah.
Huh?
That's our Super Bowl.
Blended.
Yeah, for sure.
Sean Combs, also known as P. Diddy and Puff Daddy, has been embroiled in a string of serious allegations in recent months.
Yeah.
The 54-year-old's homes in Los Angeles and Miami were raided by Homeland Security Investigation agents on the 25th of March. But what exactly is he accused of? The raids on the rapper's properties were part of an ongoing sex trafficking investigation by federal authorities in New York. According to Sky's US partner network NBC News, three women and a man were interviewed by federal officials in Manhattan in relation to the probe. The investigation includes further allegations of sexual assault, solicitation, and distribution of illegal drugs and firearms.
Yes.
So, guns as well.
What happens? Yeah. No, sorry. I'm not going to get straight into it. I'm too excited, man. I'm too excited. I'm not excited as well. I'm actually fucking gutted as well.
Oh, of course. Combs has also recently faced several lawsuits accusing him of sexual misconduct and other wrongdoing.
Yeah.
In February, a music producer alleged Combs coerced him to solicit prostitutes and pressured him to have sex with them. Combs' lawyer responded by saying, "We have overwhelming, indisputable proof that his claims are complete lies." I wished he'd have said, "We have overwhelming, indisputable proof that we are desperately trying to navigate away from at the moment." The rapper's former protege and girlfriend, R&B singer Cassie, also sued him in November, alleging she was trafficked, raped, plied with drugs, and beaten by Combs over a 10-year period.
Yes.
Which is what you were talking about in the previous podcast.
The episode I was listening to earlier on the way to work I've got it here. It's the 25-foot episode five, I think. Hang on. I'm fucking sixes and sevens here. I do not know whether I'm coming or going. Hang on. Season two, episode five, 25-foot home wrecker. Right? Fucking, I mean, I don't know what that title. But it was, we were talking about all kinds of shit. We take a moment to clarify the definition of a joke. With Mr. Bean's help, we talk about some other shit. Talk about an erected eyesore and Katie Price taking the next top spot on Britain's Got Talent. So, like, we listened to a fucking clip of Katie Price, aka Jordan, singing in a fucking car park.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about Cassie bringing out a lawsuit against Puff Daddy for, or P. Diddy Pop or Diddy Pop,
yeah,
for sexual assault or abuse throughout their relationship. And that one, I think, was either settled out of court.
It was, yeah, so like a day later.
Yeah, yeah, paid her off.
Yeah.
So that's not looking good, is it? That's not, that will bleed into this lot, the fact that he's paid her off.
The lawsuit claimed he forced her to have sex with male prostitutes while he filmed them.
Yeah.
The case was settled the day after it was filed.
Yeah.
He is a P. Diddy file.
Yes.
Okay.
He's a P. Popper Diddy Pop Pity file.
Also in November, Coombs was sued by Joey Dickerson Neal, who alleged he drugged and sexually assaulted her when she was a psychology student at Syracuse University in January 1991. She also accused him of filming the attack.
There will be films. There will be films. That's the problem. There's going to be video evidence. The thing is, as well, they don't raid your house with on those pretenses with no prior knowledge.
Yeah,
they do not do that. Those are big fucking charges. He will have the best legal team in the world, but I don't know how he's going to get out of this one.
No,
it's just another. It's another one of those things. It's another one of those people that I grew up, I don't know if I necessarily admired him, probably did at some point, admiring him or listening to his music or him being part of popular culture,
yeah,
and have it all backfire on you. He's a massive fucking arsehole.
Yeah.
Like, horrible, if any of this is true.
Speaking of massive arsehole, it's Crazy Lady. She's entered.
Hello, Crazy Lady. Nick used to call you the only crazy cat lady.
Correct.
For no reason.
I did.
Well, just for the hell of it.
I did. Now I call you a massive arsehole, but it's all in jest.
Yeah, of course.
So another of the rap... sorry, just to catch you up, Crazy Lady, the biggest feature of tonight's show is talking about P. Diddy file.
Yes.
The P. Diddy files.
Yeah.
Right? Another of the rapper's accusers is a woman who claims he gang-raped her 2 decades ago after she was plied with drugs and alcohol at the age of 17.
They're all similar stories.
In a statement in December, Coombs described... I'm hoping I'm saying that right, by the way. And it's not Coombs. Maybe it's Coombs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. P. Diddy.
Yeah.
Described the claims he was facing then as sickening and alleged his accusers were looking for a quick payday. Thing is about quick paydays is they don't tend to hang around for long.
No.
Because they're quick by definition.
Yeah, they don't.
These seem to have hung around for a fair bit.
Yeah, over a decade by the looks of it.
Correct. And we've been talking about it for months now. Yeah, that's not quick.
No. And do you know the rapper Meek Mill?
Yeah.
Have you heard about the between them?
Is that... Oh, no, that... No. I was thinking of that other bloke you showed me, the clip where he was taken to that forest and he was like, nah, I'm not doing that. And we were talking about it in the last...
Yeah,
Before last.
Yeah. It's,
No, go on, Meek Mill. What?
Meek Mill's...
What have you heard?
Philly rapper, isn't he?
Yeah.
There was... audio leaked and no one knows where. The thing is, it's not verifiable at all. But there is an awful audio leak of apparently Meek Mill and P. Diddy having sex.
Oh!
Audio.
Surely not.
And if it's the case, then I mean, it's whatever, but.
Yeah. Job's done.
And Usher as well. Puff Daddy apparently has groomed Usher. And Justin Bieber.
I've seen the Justin Bieber.
See what
shit.
I'm saying, man?
Yeah.
There's some fucking... And have you seen the Nickelodeon? Did I send you that?
Yeah. I need to find it and watch it.
It's, yes. As you
Dan
said,
Schneider.
Yeah. Maybe Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
No one knows why Ariana Grande's not coming out and talking about it.
Well.
Because she was in Sam and Cat and all the ones that my kids watched.
I reckon... She probably has gone. Without, I mean, I haven't got personal contact with her.
Oh, are you sure?
Well, I'd fucking love to, but yeah. I am willing to bet that she's not all there in the head, and I reckon that she's gone.
all this fame and fortune get tangled up in some sort of
load of shit
that's going to be damaging either way. I'll just stick with this, actually. I just won't comment on that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, there's videos within the trailer that I've seen of her, like, squeezing a potato and pouring water over. But she's a kid back then.
Yeah.
She did it now, I'd be like, put it on. Front and centre.
Yeah.
You know,
give that director an Oscar,
would you? I would. Yeah, I would walk up to Dan Schneider and shake his hand and say, can I have some more, please? But that's because she's in her 20s, 30s, maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, nice. No, it's you've got that going on as well.
So there's pedo chat for days as well. Nonce news. That is, it's unreal. And yeah, like I said before, someone who I grew up listening to his music and not, you know, then I realised it wasn't actually his music. He was just raping the talent of other people and charging them 90% for the fucking privilege.
Yeah.
I found that out. Mary J. Blige fell out of him. Like, loads of people fell out of him and left his record label. And did you see that clip I tagged you in to do with, there was another record label that wasn't Bad Boy.
Oh.
That was set up.
Yeah,
and there were
everyone died.
Yeah, other than P. Diddy.
Yeah,
so it could run even deeper than even the things that they might be charging him for. Yeah, it's just bad, mate. And I think I'm glad that it's come crashing down though. If it's the case,
like, if it's the truth, as this is what I was saying to someone the other day. As Cat Williams said at the beginning of the year, this year is the year for shit to come out. That's what's happening.
It's not fucking. He ain't lying.
No.
Do you know
whose response I love? And I don't know if you remember, but there is a pattern to this gentleman who picks the most opportune moments to deliver a response.
I know who you're going to say. 50 Cent.
Yeah.
He is. I. Do you know what? I like him more now than I liked him when he was releasing music.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable.
He's so funny.
Yeah.
So funny. So have you seen what he's done?
I haven't seen it, no.
Right. So he's put a picture up of a milk carton.
Yeah.
With Jay-Z on the side.
Yeah.
And he's gone and he's posted it saying, has anybody seen Jay-Z? Sean Combs is ringing him and he's not picking up his phone. Right. And then underneath it, he replies going, he was last seen next to a private jet. Because that's another thing. Sean Combs has fled. He's been found, but he's fled. He's gone somewhere.
Yeah.
To
what do you mean he's been found though? Where is he?
I don't know. The plane landed somewhere
in America.
I can't remember.
Because that will make a big difference.
Yeah.
If he's in Guatemala.
Yeah.
Right.
Trying to get extradited for the next.
Yeah, where there ain't any extradition or something.
I know, but yeah. So 50 Cent. In amongst all of this going on, he's gone, has anybody seen Jay-Z? Has anybody seen Jay-Z?
Yeah, because they're closely linked and they're I saw something yesterday where DaBaby, the rapper, who actually is not bad. I thought he was awful, like one of those new rappers, but he's actually not bad.
Yeah.
He was talking about that he went to a party. Huge party with Beyonce, Jay-Z. They're the kind of people that were at that party. It was fucking prestige.
Yeah.
And then he noticed that the party started to thin out and there's about 15 people there.
Right.
And Diddy was making contact with him a lot, right? And he invading his personal space and stuff. And it doesn't go into much more detail, but there is an interview where he's talking about it. And Jay-Z and Beyonce were in that 15.
Wow.
If you're going to expose someone, you might
uncover.
There might be.
Yeah.
You might uncover the very thing that people joke that there's conspiracy theories about.
Yeah.
Because they.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they exist, bro.
It's not. Yeah, it's like you're close to it by saying some sort of Illuminati, but what you're actually about to expose is this humongous sex trafficking, drug trafficking,
everything.
Illegal shit that's been going on for decades.
Yeah, and it doesn't it just put another nail in the music industry's coffin.
Yeah.
The entertainment industry's coffin.
Speaking of entertainment, Lightbright's just entered.
Hello, Lightbright. Welcome.
If you need a light, but it isn't bright, it's Lightbright.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that I like that.
Hey, pretty girl.
Perfect.
Right. Now, although she has just entered, have you got anything else left to cover?
No, I think we are done.
I think we are done.
I've got to get back to my eating food.
Day job.
I haven't had any food.
Oh, haven't you? What are you having?
I don't know. Scrambled eggs, probably.
Can I have it before you?
Yes.
Right. Excellent.
Yes.
Yes.
There's no problem.
Immediate.
Thanks to everyone that's tuned in.
Yeah.
It's been fucking
great. It has been brilliant.
And it's flown.
So this evening we've covered what it is to be a man.
Yeah.
Some life changes.
Yeah.
We've decided on the stag do.
Yeah.
Because we're men.
It's pretty much in stone.
It is in stone.
Yeah.
That's not the place we're going.
Stone, no, don't go to Stone. That's near Dartford, isn't it? It's a rot shit hole.
Yeah.
No, I ain't going to Stone.
I'm not going to Stone.
No.
We've also invited everybody to hop aboard the SS Substance.
Yeah, please.
Port and starboard.
Yeah,
port everybody and starboard. Hands on deck cleaning.
Yeah,
the poop deck.
Yeah, yeah.
Spooky Mulder's just sent us a gift.
Oh, spooky. 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 It's spooky, spooky Mulder.
Mulder. See, Jez Kinnear, if you're still listening, he's not. He's gone. Good. But we do have a new listener, new super fan. Shout out to Jez Kinnear, because he will be listening.
Unbelievable, man.
It's like, great.
His enthusiasm for my podcast.
Billy D has just said, port and starboard, what about the aft and stern?
Oh, that's what we're looking for. The aft and stern.
Perfect.
The aft.
Perfect.
I knew stern,
yeah,
but I didn't know that I knew it. Unlock that little sailor in me, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, hello, sailor.
We...
who's that? Who's coming?
It's David Gay, the bent pianist. Hello, David Gay.
Oh, hello. Yeah, so anyway, I don't know where that came from.
So, so we covered that. And then we've also covered Ariana's Better Than Justin at the moment. Eminem's coming out with a new album announced by Dr. Dre, of all people.
Yeah, he's which on there. Worries me.
Don't worry about
I'm
that.
I'm worried about the state of the music world if Dr. Dre is something to do with the Eminem album.
It's piping up.
It's, oh, please do it, please.
And we're about to, the whole world is about to open and examine the P. Diddy files.
Mm.
Good.
Cannot wait. Stay tuned. We'll be back, definitely, next week.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, well, no, it won't make any difference. I was going to say it's half term. Don't make no difference to me. I'm still fucking working. I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
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 So there we go.
Excellent.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Please come back next week.